Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the De'Longhi first quarter 2014 consolidated results presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the De'Longhi Group first quarter 2014 results conference call. With me, I have Mr. Biella, Director of Administration, Mr. Micheli, Director of Finance, and Mr. Visconti, Investor Relations. As usual, we will start the call with a short outlook of the results, key highlights, and then we will leave the room for a Q&A session. First of all, looking at the first quarter business environment, it was still characterized by uncertain consumption trends in several markets, as well as by some geopolitical instability. The negative foreign exchange impact was very material, like during 2013, due to a widespread devaluation of many of the group's export currencies: Russian ruble, Japanese yen, Ukraine's hryvnia, and Australian dollar. This devaluation hit both the reported sales and margins. Despite all this, the group achieved a strong sales growth in quarter one, which we see as a good example of the strength of the De'Longhi business model and its products. The performance was helped also by a strong increase in sales at Braun Household during the quarter, confirming the successful integration of the acquired assets within the group. Looking at the numbers, reported revenues increased by 7% to 338 million, while at constant exchange rates, revenue growth would have been 12%. By product, revenue growth was led by the food preparation and coffee maker segment, the latter especially boosted by Dolce Gusto, as well as by a strong performance of the comfort business, portable air conditioners and portable heaters. By market, European markets recorded a positive performance, especially in the U.K., France, Spain, Scandinavia, and Russia. I want to highlight that Russia was positive despite the severe ruble devaluation, and particularly important following a restructuring of our operations. In the Asia Pacific Americas area, North America and LATAM were very strong, led by U.S. and Brazil. On the contrary, Australia and New Zealand remained in negative territory, also due to exchange rates. While Far East markets were up, particularly Japan, despite a negative foreign exchange rate impact, and South Korea. Finally, the Middle East, India, and Africa region was positive due to a strong performance of Saudi and Israel. Looking at the margins, as said, quarter one operating margins performance was penalized by significant adverse foreign exchange impact. Also, price mix effect was slightly negative, quite typical for this part of the year, which was compensated for thanks to higher sales volumes. As a result, net industrial margin was slightly up in absolute terms to 161 million, but it was down from 50.7% to 47.6% as percentage of revenues. EBITDA before non-recurring items increased to 46 million from 44.3 million in 2013. As a percentage of revenues, EBITDA decreased from 14% to 13.6% due to a very negative foreign exchange impact of about 6.3 million. EBIT reached 35.4 million, up from 33.8 in 2013, despite higher D&A, 10.7 million versus 10.4 million in quarter one 2013, due to the investments made during the previous fiscal year, mainly investment in China and Romania. Net financial charges increased from first quarter 2013, largely due to higher foreign exchange rate losses and hedging costs recorded in quarter one 2014, mainly related to the effects of the Ukrainian currency crisis, approximately 3.1 million. Net income pertaining to the group was 17.1 million versus 19.2 million in 2013. Net financial position versus banks and bondholders as of March 31st, 2014 is equal to 4.6 million versus a negative 18.5 million as of March 31st, 2013. And to 40.9 million at the end of 2013. The decrease versus December 2013 data, minus 36.3 million, is mainly linked to an increase in working capital, largely due to a lower recourse to securitization of receivables. Including non-bank components, reporting a debt as of March 31st, 2014 was 54.6 million. Versus 9 million as of December 31st, 2013, and 55.1 million as of March 31st, 2013. Finally, net working capital improved slightly as a percentage of revenues from March 2013, despite a lower amount of securitized receivables. Net working capital as a percentage of revenue was 17%. Down from 17.3% a year ago, 2,078 million versus 263 million in quarter one 2013. I'll finish here and leave room for questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Anna Patrice of Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thank you for the presentation and congratulations on a very good set of results. A couple of questions from my side. First, on the coffee machine development, can you comment on the development by segment? So how was the development with the Nespresso, espresso machines, with Dolce Gusto, and with fully automated coffee machines? A second question, what was the contribution of Braun sales to the group? To the group on a group level. Third question on the net working capital. You said that it has increased just slightly and has declined as percentage of sales. But if I look at the cash flow, there is a significant outflow from net working capital. So maybe if you can comment on this. And then lastly, on operating expenses, I've seen that they have declined year over year. So maybe just a bit of flavor here. What was going on? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes. So, first question was about performance of coffee makers. So we added performances but different in each of the segments where we operate. We have slight growth on fully automatics, so this is positive. We are back in say, positive territory in terms of growth in fully automatics again in the first quarter, although a low single-digit growth. We have some negative performance at around 10% in Nespresso, but we had a strong performance in the other segments like pump espresso, traditional pump espresso, with a high, double-digit growth in, let's say, traditional pump espresso, and very high double-digit growth at Dolce Gusto. Total, we have a mid single-digit growth again in espresso. So this is positive news for the group, is as it's highly concentrated, highly focused in coffee.
So it's a mid single digit growth in what?
In coffee.
Overall for the coffee.
The overall coffee maker performance was in the mid single digit growth. So the second question is about Braun. On this, following the full integration of the Braun business in 2013, we don't want to inform about performance of the single brand. I still will give you maybe some qualitative indication about that. Braun was certainly one of the strongest elements in our growth in the quarter. We are very happy, and we had a double-digit growth at Braun business. But again, we don't want to give a very precise indication. Now, it's part of the new perimeter. Also, we are making strategic decision about brands and businesses. So the performance in some cases can be also misleading, because we can decide to use one brand or the other and move a certain business from one brand to another in the future years. So I would rather take a look at the business in its totality. But still, to give you a feeling, we are still accelerating at Braun. We're pleased with the performance of the brand and our sales organization for the first quarter. The second, the other question was about the working capital. Generally speaking, we're very pleased with the working capital performance, because as you see, it's going down from 17.3% to 17%. If we look at our cash flow, we have some elements in the 12 months and in the 3 months that can maybe give a slightly different picture. I would like to underline that we had approximately 36 million less in securitization and in factoring in the 3 months, which have affected our net financial position at the end of the period. It is answering your question?
Yes, thank you.
The next question is from Domenico Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. We start with three questions. The first is on Russia. If you can give us your outlook, your comment on what's going on this market. You had very brilliant results there, and I wonder if you think that this is also, say, the trend and the outlook for the second quarter, and the overall, and how is the overall market demand. Second question is on Braun. Well, I'm interested in understanding how are you proceeding with the distribution development in the markets. So if you are expanding new markets, and what has been happening in these few months. And the third question is related to the FX impact. If I remember well, you projected around 15, 20 million negative impact at EBITDA level due to the currency. Are you sticking to this guidance after Q1? And if I catch the number correctly, you were mentioning something like 6.3 million negative Q1.
Okay, yes. About Russia, market is difficult. We have to cope with a stronger currency devaluation. And also, on top of it, we have also a more complicated market. I think consumption is not very good, but in this context, we are definitely outperforming competitors. We are growing our market share. We are recovering some, let's say, lost positions during 2013. As you might probably recall, we had a stronger business reorganization. We have set a new, let's say, commercial rules and a new commercial policy. In the short term, that had affected our business in 2013. This reorganization and a new commercial policy are now starting delivering results, so we're very happy. Obviously, we are in a very odd situation where we are well performing in a very difficult market. So we expect that the market will continue to be tough, but we think there is room for us for growth due to the new circumstances.
Okay.
With regard to Braun, obviously, we are now rolling out to new markets. We are starting distribution of Braun also in England, and we are reinforcing our activities in some markets. Just to name a few, I would name France and Australia, so where we are putting more efforts behind the brand. But obviously, we are more focused also in the traditional Braun markets. And so we are continuing, let's say, in integrating Braun and make better use of this very strong asset in our brand portfolio and product portfolio. We think that Braun will be definitely a driver for growth for De'Longhi in 2014 and the future. In terms of foreign impact, foreign exchange rate impact, yes, I was more optimistic months ago. This was before the hryvnia crisis, before certain currencies further devaluation. Unfortunately, today we are facing a more difficult scenario. I would say that today we are more facing a 25 million euro negative, let's say, headwind in currencies at EBITDA level versus an originally estimated impact at 15-20 million. So I think that this is probably a more realistic figure to take in consideration. On the contrary, I want to say that in the quarter, we were affected by a very strong hryvnia impact for about 3 million euro below EBITDA. And obviously, we have decided, due to the high cost of hedging this currency, to, let's say, be at market, which will potentially open to some further impacts in exchange rate in this currency. Although we are seeing now in the short term some improvements, let's say, which started in the month of April.
Okay, just to close the review of the currency impact, if I remember well, you were fully hedged on the US dollar. Have you started taking some hedging position on 2015, taking benefit of the current spot rates?
No, we're not fully hedged. We are hedged at about 75%.
Okay.
I would say remind that in all the export currency, we tend to hedge, let's say, up to 90% or 100% of the budget for the current year, and not more than that. With regard to US dollar, sometimes we take a longer stance. For the time being, we are covered for 75% of 2014. We are considering now potential further hedging. At the time being, we are not doing anything on the dollar.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from Giorgio Iannella of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead. Mr. Iannella, your line is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hello. I'm sorry. Good afternoon to everybody. Three questions from my side. The first one is about your performance on Nespresso, which is negative by 10%, if I have understood correct. I was wondering which is the contribution here of Steel Week Australia, net of the Forex drag. And I would be also interested in some color about Lattissima performance here. The second question is about pricing, pure pricing. If I remember correct, you are not planning any major moves here. Can you confirm that? And the last question is about your free cash flow generation expected for this year. Looking at the evolution of working capital in Q1, can you confirm for the full year roughly the same sound translation of your EBITDA into free cash flow for on a full year basis? I mean, you are expected to be in the range of 30-40% of your EBITDA translated into free cash flow. So this should assume a normal trend in your working capital items at the end of this year. Can you back this expectation? Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not sure I clearly got your second question. The second question was about pricing.
Yes, exactly. If there was any major move on your price list.
Okay. In terms of Nespresso, yes, we confirm that Nespresso has been the less contributing segment for the long in term of growth. Actually, we had negative growth at Nespresso. Within Nespresso, we performed better with Lattissima than the rest of the range, and it is partly explained by what you said about the steel impact of Australia. Also, we had some negative price mix effects, so probably the impact is higher in value than in volume. The second point is pricing. The second question is about pricing. Yeah, pricing, we have pretty much aligned the prices where we wanted during 2013, at least in the European markets, not affected by currency changes. So we think that we are ahead of competition in terms of passing price increases to the market, at least in main Europe or only the, let's say, less affected by currency markets. We still are working and is work in progress as we continue to see erosion in terms of currencies in all the, export markets like Japan, like Russia, like Ukraine, like Brazil, like South Africa. So we keep passing price increases to the market, and we are continuing to do it, particularly in Russia, Japan, and in Ukraine, as said. We think that we're going to have a fairly stable policy in mature markets, and the goal for the group is then to preserve, gross margin there, while to pass on increases where we saw deterioration of margins due to the new currency exchange rates. In terms of free cash flow, although the numbers are less positive than before, this can be explained by extraordinary items in the 3 months or in the 12 months. We think that we can confirm our traditional goals of free cash flow generation, maybe not in the quarter, in the single quarters, which can be affected by specific things, but in the, let's say, in the 12 months. But we have to consider that we are financing growth again, even if it's somehow hidden by the FX headwinds, but we have to finance high growth at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. There is a follow-up question from Domenico Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Two questions. The first, an explanation on why securitization was lower, if there is any particular reason for lowering the securitization in this quarter. Second question, is a more broad question and related. If you see any implication from the deal between the Master Blender and Mondelez on the coffee for the market over the medium long term.
Okay, in terms of securitization, we make less use because we are now getting sometimes shorter payment terms from our customers, and also we have having a very sound financial position, we make less use of the short term of securitization, at least for the quarter. In terms of consolidation in the market, in the roasters, it's clearly the sign that there is a huge market in front of us. We think that the big players they want to be sure to get a fair share of this market, or to get the highest market share in this market. So I think that the process of consolidation is really reflecting the importance of the capsule market, and the fact that also to succeed in this market, very strong financial resources are required from roasters. I think that we feel positive because, again, it's still signaling that there is a huge potential for growth in coffee. And we think also that it's positive that we are really partnering up with what we think is the strongest leader in the market today. Nestlé is really performing very well, and I think that probably this is a sign that some of the main competitors are really realizing today that to try to fight the leadership of Nestlé in the capsule market, they have to join forces. Because today, I think both Dolce Gusto and Nespresso are clearly the winners in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Just another question on geographical regions. How do you see the market environment in North America?
North America is definitely... We saw that the market recovered already last year. I'm speaking about the broader market. Market we are better. Last year we did not perform, we didn't have a very strong performance. And this year we see a very strong growth in the first quarter. I don't want to be too excited about this. I think it's a good performance because we definitely are doing well. I'm pleased with the new team in place, what we're doing in coffee, but I think that the performance in the quarter has been driven by seasonal goods mainly,
mm-hmm.
So it cannot be taken as a guidance for the entire year.
Okay.
So we think that the market is still positive, performing well thanks to comfort. We think that we can deliver growth also in coffee in other segments. But this quarter is not an indicator for the performance of the Longhi Group in the States for the totality of the year.
Okay, thank you. And last, a clarification. When you comment about Russia, Japan, up year on year. Are you looking at the organic performance? If I understood correctly, it was even net of FX, so it was even at reported level.
No, I was thinking about absolute contribution to growth after exchange rates.
Yeah, okay. At current level. Okay, thank you.
Very strong growth at a constant exchange rate.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have a very strong quarter. I have to say that probably an organic growth at 12% is very sound and probably above our yearly goals. But we still think that we can deliver absolute growth also with negative exchange rates in markets like, as you mentioned, Japan and Russia.
And why is Japan so strong? Is it a matter also of competitor raising prices more than you did, or there is any other specific reason?
No, I think that the loan increased prices more than the competition. I think that we were really the first, and we are always ahead of the competition in terms of price increases, and I think this is reflected in our EBITDA margins. I think that we are performing well because we have a strong portfolio, and we had restructured the teams. We have changed the commercial policies, and we think that we had pretty good moves during 2013, and these are delivering results.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Anna Patrice of Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I would like to follow up on the coffee segment, and again on the Nespresso. You said that the decline in the Nespresso segment is partially due to issues in Australia. How do you see the underlying market in the Nespresso, and what are your estimates, what are your expectations for the rest of the year? Are you expecting this market for you to recover?
Well, I'm positive on Nespresso for the year. I'm negative on Australia for the year. So I think that Nespresso will improve in the next quarters. We're still very bullish on the capsule market and on Nespresso, also in Dolce Gusto. Particularly, we are not very, very bullish on Australia. We think that is a market probably which has very strong competition, many different systems. We had to split the market with one of our competitors. So I think in the short term, probably would be another difficult year in Australia.
And maybe just that we understand better, how much is Australia in your Nespresso sales? How significant is it? It's another follow-up and another one.
We don't like to disclose this number, but I think probably below 10%. Now we will check the number, but it's something that is somehow material, but is not 20 or 30% of our sales.
Okay, so basically if the rest of the market is improving and you're positive on it, then we should expect improving Nespresso sales going forward.
Yeah, we are positive on the rest of the markets, probably excluding Australia.
Yeah, okay. And then I was asking also on the OPEX, on the operating expenses in the first quarter, there was a slight decrease in other operating expenses. Is there some extraordinary something happened last year, or what? How should we think about the operating expenses going forward?
We had 2012 and 2013 were years of, let's say, very strong investments in structures for the group. We have improved our branches. We had also new branches opening. And also we have strengthened our organization in Asia or in Europe or in the Middle East. So we also had the acquisition of Brown Household, which implied also strengthening the marketing teams, the sales teams. So I think this time of a very, let's say, strong cost addition has now finished. Now we will invest or add costs here and there on necessity. We think that we are now okay with the structures we have in place, and therefore we will more, let's say, more keen on controlling costs, and we should expect more stability versus the last 2 years, because now with the structures are enough in order to continue to sustain growth without major fixed cost additions.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much.
Okay, just a quick update on Australia. Australia is around 5% of total coffee.
The next question is a follow-up from Giorgio Iannella of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Just a couple of quick questions. The first one is about your advertising and promotion expenses, because we know that this year you will probably push a bit more on Braun. So we saw 9.9% last year in terms of AMP expenses on sales. If I assume 15% of your Braun sales, assuming them at the level that we spoke about last year, shall I assume 10% for your other brands, so we should arrive at 10.5% as an overall expenses for this year, to the tune of 185 million, because this would represent a jump in your expenses by more or less 25 million. And this is the first question. The second one is about your strategy for the U.S. On top of the new products you are pushing there, do you remain on an acquisition mode for that market? Are you monitoring actively this market, possibly for a move even in the short term? Thank you.
In terms of advertising and promotional costs, in the quarter, the costs are fairly in line with quarter one 2013 in absolute value. We think we said many times that we should have marketing and AMP costs around 10%. So I think that this is the guidance of what can be our marketing and advertising spend for the year.
Okay.
I wouldn't go in details calculating percentage on single brands, but more or less, I think.
Yeah, overall, this is the number. Okay.
In terms of acquisitions, we're very happy with what we acquired, Braun. We're working on Braun. We have to accelerate on Braun. I think it will be a strong driver for the growth of the group in 2014, but also in the years to come. Obviously, North America, we know we're small in North America. It could be an area of for M&A, as we can have other areas for M&A. So we don't outrule M&A, but we don't think you can expect M&A in the short term in the next months.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. De Longhi, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Very good. As there are no more questions, I thank you for attending the De'Longhi first quarter 2014 conference call. Bye-bye.